everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Remember this. This book is a book of blood covenants. The beginning in the first covenant. It began in the 15th chapter of Genesis in the blood of animals. Abram fell into a deep sleep. Covenant cut according to Hebrew tradition. He was ordered to get certain animals, and you cut that animal down the spine and allow it to fall on each side, spilling the blood of that animal. And then the next animal would come in the same way for the blood to fall. All of this and all of these things are types of Jesus. And then the Spirit of God walked in a figure eight, which is the sign of infinity. And I'm convinced he saw his footprints. But he walked in that blood and said, "So shall your seed be." Then in the 17th chapter of Genesis, he appeared to him. He appeared to Abram. And he said, "My covenant is between us, between me and thee. You will no longer be called Abram, but Abraham." Changing his name and putting his name in the midst. The H, Hashem, the name. Now we're covenant blood brothers. Don't ever forget this. And then all of that was to establish what would happen. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Glory to God. And now he is the resurrected Lord Advocate General of the church. And we are in covenant with one another in his blood. If you're my brother, you're my sister. We're covenanted together by his blood. There was a time when the Lord directed me to call John in. And I had this very nice, very special Bowie knife type knife made with his initial in silver on the top. And I just called him. I said, "Boy, I want you to meet me in your mother's office." Oh. He came in there and I presented him that night. And I said, "John, all your mother and I did was give birth to your body. But now you're a born again, spirit filled man. I'm no longer just your dad. I am your brother in Christ Jesus." Well, the Lord directed me to do that. And this represents the covenant of blood between the two of us in the blood of Jesus. I handed him that night. I didn't know how he was going to react. He said, he took it and he said, "I'll get back to you." So several days later, he said, "I want you to meet me." He told me where. So I met him. He said, We're going to start with a clean slate." And he began to confess sins to me Some of them I knew about, some of them I didn't. But I'm his brother in Christ Jesus. That's a strong relationship. And now John and I are very best of friends. There's a lot of dads that wish they could say that. You could if you knew the book. Now, let's go back here in the words of Jesus in this 10th chapter and what he said when he chose his staff. Preach. Okay. Preach. That's a fine assignment. Declare it. Preach. Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass for your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor staves. For the workman is worthy of his hire. And that was in Luke 22:35, where he said, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, we lack nothing. In other words, he said, you're going to work for me. And can you see what he was doing? He's training them. They are in training, watching him, doing what he did, training them to enter into this same work once he's gone. So, in doing that, let's go now to the 10th chapter of the book of Luke and begin with the first verse. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70. Now, there are other translations that say this. After these things, the Lord ordained other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and palace, place, whether he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves, carry neither purse nor scrip. Now see, he said the same thing to them. Well, of course he did. He's just adding to his staff because the 12 can't handle it anymore. And it came down to the place in the latter part of his ministry, the crowds got so big. I discussed this with Rick Renner, and he said that the scholars that have studied it far more than he had, he said there was always anywhere from 15 to 20,000 up to 50,000 people around him all the time. Well, no wonder they got so tired and made mistakes in their thinking and so forth. They were completely worn out. And they wound up crossing the lake in the middle of the night. And one night, he got in a boat and they were just supernaturally there. And I looked at that and I said, Lord, what happened there? And the word of the Lord came up on the inside of me. He said, I was tired. I wanted to get home. And he said, my staff are working against the wind. And he said, we are all worn out. We just need to get home, go to bed. Well, could he do that today? Well, yeah. He did it for us with airplanes. I never have been. I was transported one time, but not across oceans or anything. That was while I was in Jamaica. And there was a young girl there. I thought she was about 12 years old. Come to find out, she's nearly 18. And she had a rheumatic heart. But they kept telling her, you could just die any day. You could just die any day. They didn't know any better. That's why I was there in the first place, up in the mountains of Jamaica. And it was a long, steep stairway up to their house. We were right between two mountains there. And I heard her mother scream, "My baby, my baby, my baby." Well, I had just dismissed the service, and Deacon Lewis had a flashlight. And when I talked to Deacon Lewis, oh man, he dressed nice and wore fresh khakis and a shirt. I could tell he's very prosperous. And I asked him what happened. Oh, he said, "I quit my job to come to these meetings." You quit your job to come to the meetings. Why? Because we've been fasting and praying a day a week for someone to come and teach us faith, and you're it. Well, he had a flashlight. I heard that scream. I grabbed Deacon Lewis's flashlight, and I stepped up on that first step. My next step was up the top of the stairs. I have no remembrance in my mind at all what happened. That's the way that was that night. Now, when I got up there, she had been studying, sitting at the dining room table. And it was quite a nice house. Her grandfather was pastor of the church there. And just a prince of a man. I really enjoyed him. And but then I just walked in there. Her dad had walked up to her, and just, she was in that chair, and he just did this and picked her up, and she was hanging in front like that. And he was in shock, just standing there with his only daughter in his hands. Well, when I touched her, she was already cool and clammy, because they didn't know this until after church was over. And she's just hanging there like that. So I just put my hand in her stomach and I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, live." Nothing. "In the name of Jesus Christ, live." Nothing. So I took my hand like that. I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, live." She said, "Papa." I thought it would bring great revival. She went on, finished school, went to Kingston, got a job teaching too. They didn't want to have anything to do with her. Oh, no. She's some kind of ghost. We were up there in the mountains. Well, of course, the people in the cities, and of course, I have a picture with her. Amen. I had that experience twice. But what I wanted you to see was, the moment I stepped on that step, I was at the top of the stairs. Mentally, I have no remembrance of it because I didn't experience it mentally. Amen. So, and to understand that, you have to always separate the spiritual realm and the natural realm, because a spirit created all matter, and you cannot separate the two. This is a spirit book. It's an Eastern book. And there's a lot of things you have to learn about Eastern people to understand what's behind this book. Jesus was not a white man. He was a bronze-colored Middle Eastern Jew. And I've heard it. I'm thinking about an incident right now. Well, it's just a bunch of old white guys writing a bunch of stuff trying to tell us what to do. No, it wasn't. And you better figure out what those prophets said. Because hell is just as real as heaven. I have talked to people that have been to both. Kenneth E. Hagin died and went to hell twice. Well, and then I did just what he did. He'd stand like this, start twiddling his thumb the way you hear. These things are extremely important to continue in your teaching, preaching. Continue to remind people of the blood behind this book. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And love not their lives unto death. Hallelujah. So now, here in the 10th chapter of Luke, let's go to that fourth verse. Carry neither purse nor scrip, nor shoes, nor salute any man by the way. Stay focused. Don't get off visiting with people and just doing a bunch of other stuff. And enter whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. Say it. Peace to this house. If the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein. Say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaves on you, we will wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be you sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that shall be more tolerable in that city for Sodom and Gomorrah than that city. And he had some other things to say. Verse 16. Now get this. He that hears you hears me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. Through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. I wrote out here and read, I was there and I saw it. They didn't understand that. I was there and saw it. Behold, or look at this now. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. No thing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 21, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, what did he do? He rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. And I wrote out beside there, and that would be me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Something that Keith Moore said one time just hangs heavy in my heart. How many Christians are there on earth today? Billions of them. Don't ever forget China is full of them. I have met some of them. I have been there. Gloria and I ministered in Beijing. The first morning, they don't use their right names. His name was John. He was born and raised in a 3 square meter room. But he heard the word of prosperity and broke out. And he said, it's a badge of honor for us to be arrested because we'll win everybody in that prison. That happened to him. Well, we lost track of him. We didn't hear from him. And at the minister's conference one morning, I saw the man and his wife walk through the door. I said, that's John. He walked in. I said, what, how'd you get out? He said, well, he said, you know, I was innocent and I won my appeal over and over and over and over and over again. But he said, we get to win in so many in prison, they got rid of us. So here we are. We're going to Christ for the Nations. Prayed his way out of there by winning too many souls for them. Don't forget that when we hear all this bad stuff about China. We've got brothers and sisters all over that place. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. So, and maybe that as the Lord leads, I'll tell you more about that experience. So it's obvious here in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's what we rejoice about. But nonetheless, all of this has to do with our lives. Because our commander, our senior commander, is in this book. Amen. And he turned unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see these things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Oh, well, where does that put us? Glory to God. It puts us out of time. Amen. Aren't these wonderful words and wonderful moments? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach. They equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
The Word of God is full of power. It created the universe. It separates life from death and light from darkness. It is the ultimate and final authority. Get the Integrity of God's Word package which includes the Integrity of God's Word MP3 teaching and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and learn to release the power of God's Word. The words you speak are like containers that carry power. Just like God used His faith to speak creation into existence, you can apply your faith in His Word to create a life of victory. Learn to live above the pressures of this life. When you make the Word final authority in your life, fear will bow every time. Invest time in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and expect to receive revelation knowledge you need for every situation in life. Speak it out in faith and experience the integrity of God's Word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word Package, available at kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is not only always accurate, timely, and pertinent, but which is also filled with power to change your world. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Now, we as Christians are in this same thing. We're in the same place. We have to imagine ourselves and how things look there, but we have the words. And His words are eternal. Amen. That's the way we know Him. And we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. But remember this always. God loves you, and we love you. And say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.